Well, let's go to a man who's on the spot, Dean Cox, who joins us kindly from the SCG now. Morning, Coxie. How are you, mate?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Team going in as named?
Yes. So, excited about what today holds.
Coxie, Kim Hagdon here, all the best. First time we've spoken to this season, we've got a ruck change, an enforced one with Scott Lysett out. How is Fraser McGuinness's ruck work bearing up to be in a position where he has to play the backup ruckman for Nick today, Nick Natanui, against such two informed boys as Tippett and Callum Sinclair?
Yeah, I suppose the thing with Fraser is he's really versatile, and he's shown at East Perth. Mm-hmm. He's doing 20 or 30 contests a game there as well. So, Nick does just over 60 contests, and Scotty was doing about 34, so Fraser will just have to slip in and fill that void and give a really strong contest, be predictable, and then follow up well.
Coxie, centre square contests are always so important, so influential in any game of footy. At the SCG, even more so. If you get a good ruck tap, say Natanui to Shuey, Luke Shuey could be shooting at goal. A really important part of the game today.
Yeah, it is. We've been well documented saying we're a supply team and we want to try and get the ball deep into our forward line. And the SCG, certainly that's the easiest way to go. And that's the way Sydney plays. Once they get centre forward or anywhere around that circle, they try and get it in deep, and we'll be no different, and hopefully we can get the supply battle done.
It's a smaller ground, Coxie. It's played in more confined space. Have you reduced your training area to maybe emulate what the SCG offers?
Yeah, so we did that throughout the week just at Subi. Just brought the goals in. I think it's about 20 metres shorter. So, it's just for the boys to be familiar with as they are in certain parts of the ground. They can look forward and realise how close the forwards are actually. So, it's just been part of our training program.
With the ground dimensions, Coxie, at, say, centre stoppages and perhaps other stop plays during the game, do the forwards position a little bit differently?
You'll see them at stages position differently. It also depends on what their defenders are doing. So we want to make sure that we're making Sydney try to be as reactive as possible to some things that we want to do. And, it's about trying to win the battle first and get the ball deep into our forward line, because we've got some players that can have an impact up there, but if the ball hits the ground, they can put immense pressure on as well.
Coxie, have you added a new dimension to Nick Natanui's rucking? I've noticed in recent times, over this season really, he seems to be using his leading knee to actually get a bit of a leg up into an opposing ruckman. Is that something you've worked on over the summer?
There's a few things we've tried to implement with Nick, and he's, I think as the years progress, he's just becoming so damaging because, first of all, he hits the ball at the highest point, he uses body and generates so much power into the opponent. So we want to make sure that he mixes things up. If they're jumping early, where he can step them, he can take the ball out of the ruck himself. We want him to become really versatile in that centre square because people put so much time into him. And then now we're starting to see around the ground he's having an impact as well, which is good.
Now, who fired Scotty Lysett up last week and caused him to get a week on the sidelines? Because he was feisty. He was as feisty as I've ever seen him.
Yeah, it's the way we want him to play, but we want to make sure he controls his aggression. And we're really disappointed that he's not playing today and cost our side. And hopefully Fraser can step in and fill that void. But we want him to still be aggressive around the contest and follow up as much as possible because he is a big boy.
Coxie, I don't know if you saw much of last night. You probably did, but sides got hurt when they turned the ball over. Getting out the back has become so important. Those little forwards really played a part last night. It could be much the same today because both teams are well-equipped.
Yeah, they are, and I think sides, certainly now, if they can cause those turnovers and go really quick off turnover, that's something that we tried to implement last year, and we got some really good Eagles ball movement from that. And you can catch sides off guard if you do get the turnover. You've still got to win the contest first. The ability to try and get that done against the experienced seasoned team today will be holding us in good stead.
Coxie, you guys have become one of the trendsetters of the competition wherever you play. Whether you've got a ground hoodoo like you have at the SCG or you're playing in Perth, we expect against the big guns to see big contests. In the last couple of weeks, Elliot Yeo has been thrown up against some big names to actually run with them. Could we see a bit of that today, or would you run a bit free? Could Yeo run with Parker, for instance, or Kennedy?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of Elliot's development, is to make sure he got on the Fife. And it's for him to go head-to-head with the great players and give him a little bit of a responsibility. And we still want his attacking flair. We want him to test the tackle. We want him to burst through and go for his marks and try and get the ball into our forward line. So Yeah, it's a little bit of roles, but he's like every one of our other mids. He just wants to be accountable when he has to and work off him.
And how's Lewis Jetta coping with the occasion so far, yeah. Coxie?
Yeah, Jets is a very relaxed person. So in the warm-up, you're thinking he's about to fall asleep. But, yeah, no, he's coping really well. And it just gives a little bit of an insight into the way Sydney, what they want to do, which certainly matches up with all our vision that we do watch as coaches. So hopefully the boys are ready.
Speaking of that vision, what have you thought of Jonathan Giles' progress? His first game at Waffle was a shocker, but since that time he's been getting a lot of the footy, he's been kicking a few goals, he's got his fair share of hit-outs. In fact, he's probably out-rucked at most of his opponents in more recent times. Was he close?
Yeah, he was. It was a really good bait. And I think the thing with Jonathan is that, since that first game he's really improved. And it's not... It's just about his effort around the contest once it's there, but also once it leaves his area. And he's having an impact forward, kicking some goals. And we just saw with the amount of volume that Nick can do on a smaller ground that maybe Fraser might be an option.
So why ultimately did you go with Fraser McGuinness then? Is it because he won't get much game time?
No. Yeah, well, everyone's got to play at least probably 80 minutes.
Yeah.
So also that Fraser's... he's played a lot of forward footy for us as well. And he's probably had a bit more of a consistent season at Waffle so far. So, just backing in his form.
Thanks for your time, mate. Go to it.
Thanks very much, guys.
Dean Cox, one of the assistants at the Eagles.